Welcome to this week's edition of Salesforce.com's Women in Tech Wednesday Roundup. Hashtag SWIT Wednesday. This week we read articles on more female engineers, a new hacker space for women, a way to hire back moms, and hence improve the pipeline problem, and why gender disparity in schools can be damaging. As Sheryl Sandberg once said, the time is long overdue to encourage women to dream the possible dream. Meet Google's security princess. As Google's top hacker, Parisa Tabriz thinks like a criminal and manages the brilliant, wonky guys on her team with the courage and calm of a hostage negotiator. Read more here. http://www.l.com/life-love/society-career/Google-Parisa-Tabriz-profile. What I learned in my first year as a female startup CEO. After all, it's not like you can choose whether to be a female CEO versus male CEO. But you can choose your attitude toward it. Read more here. https://medium.com/women-in-tech/what-I-learned-in-my-first-year-as-a-female-startup-CEO-1979-29C9679. Why Silicon Valley needs the coder girls of Double Union, the feminist hackerspace. The lack of women in the tech world isn't just a pipeline problem, it's one of rampant sexism. Enter the haven of Double Union. They want to provide a safe place for women to try things and potentially fail and then dust themselves off and try again, no judgment. Read more here. http://www.fastcompany.com/303194/most-creative-people/why-silicon-valley-needs-the-coder-girls-of-double-union-the-feminist. Growing your tech pipeline, build a paid internship program for moms. In today's tech-driven economy where cutthroat bidding wars for technical talent are par for the course, wouldn't it be wonderful to tap into an existing, underutilized pool of talent that's already educated, experienced, and hungry for a chance to skill up? Read more here. http://nitaborg.org/profiles/growing-your-tech-pipeline-build-a-paid-internship-program-for-moms/. These 12 tech companies have, relatively, high numbers of women. Intello, a startup that analyzes social data to help corporate recruiters spot promising candidates, put together a list of tech companies with some of the highest percentages of female technologists. Read more here. http://mashable.com/2014/07/10/women-tech-workforce/. Engineers don't, and shouldn't, rule the world. The gender disparity that continues to prevail in engineering schools is unacceptable. The impact is pervasive. Engineering loses out in the race for talent to other fields such as medicine, sciences and business, and students learn in an environment that does not reflect the real world where women play an increasingly prominent role. Read more here. http://www.huffingtonpost.ca/Janusz Kaczynski/engineering-school_b_557-9427.html. Salesforce engineer, Carolyn Grabel is in this month's Engineer Spotlight. I have certainly felt imposter syndrome strike. When I found out what it was a complete aha moment. Whenever I catch myself holding back or thinking I'm not good enough, I make a mental note of it and think, no, you can do better than that. Read more. http://femgineer.com/2014/06/femgineer-spotlight Carolyn Grabel Software Engineer at Salesforce/. What other women in tech news did you see this week? How do you feel about these articles? Post in your comments below. Shukrutha Bhadauria about the blogger. Shukrutha Bhadauria is a SR member of technical staff at Salesforce.com and the managing director of Bay Area Girl Geek Dinners. Follow Shukrutha on Twitter at ShukruthaSays and follow SalesforceWit at SalesforceWit to keep tabs on other great content and WIT events.